I would have thought that this little part of it could pass on the whole sukkah. Kamashva, no. We have to look at the rest of the sukkah. Since the rest of the sukkah has roiv, kosher schach, so the chur of the havim minir is that you're now even allowed to sit under that portion of the schach that doesn't have rove or shade. As long as the rove of your sukkah has rove, tzel, and cham, so it's called the av kosher schach, even though on the one part of the schach there's more sun coming down, the chur mitzvah, you're even allowed to eat under that pot also. If that part also becomes kosher, because that part is called part of this sukkah, it's one big sukkah. So you have to look at the whole sukkah together. The whole sukkah together, there's more shade in this sukkah than there is cham, therefore the whole sukkah is kosher, even under that part that has more sun coming down. Oh my yoitze, what does it mean yoitze? I don't know, nothing sticking out now. So what do you mean something sticking out of the sukkah? It means yoitze mehechshe sukkah. Because even though part of the schach went out of the hechshe sukkah, part of the schach does not have rov tzel, but since the rest of it, most of the schach does, therefore the sukkah is kosher. We have Oishiyo Omar. He said like this. The Chiddush writes like this. Lo nitzucho el l'schach posul pochus mishloisha. The sukkah katana. If you have a sukkah katana, exactly 7 tzvachim and 7 tzvachim, and in the middle of the schach, you have 2 tzvachim worth of metal beams. That's what you have. Is still the sukkah is kosher. That's a tremendous chiddush. Even though in a small sukkah you have to have 7 tzvachim of kosher schach and 2 tzvachim here as posel, but since it's less than 3 tzvachim, I say lovud makes it like it's mamish attached to the kosher schach, and I look as if there's 7 tzvachim worth of kosher schach. For the Gemara again, oh my yotzi, so nothing is sticking out though. What do you mean something is sticking out? And the Gemara again, yotzi meter sukkah. I mean the chiddush is even though really you did not have 7 tzvachim worth of kosher schach. So I would not think you have a Torah sukkah here. Kamash Malon, since the posla beams, the posla metal beams are less than 3 tzvachim, I say loved, I consider it attached to the regular kosher sukkah. I look as if you only have kosher schach here, and the mice you have 7 tzvachim worth, therefore it's a kosher sukkah. That's a tremendous Kiddush. Maskev lo raboishia, for the raboishia kasha, lo yei el avir, let it only be like you have space there. The avir pochus mishloisha tzvachim besukkah katana. Mi posel, is it does aver posel in the sukkah katana? And others like they ask, like what's your chiddush? Like chur pshita, this should be the din. Like what are you telling me? What's the chiddush here? Let's say you have a sukkah katana, exactly 7 tefachim, and in the middle you have an air pocket there going straight across the sukkah, 2 tefachim. So you know the lacher is it's a kosher sukkah because we say love it. So what's your chiddush here now that it has posel schach there pshita? What's different than aver than posel schach? And all of we know aver is the more chomedika poselus. Then posel schach, because avir space passes 3 tefachim. Mashenkein beams, metal beams, only passes 4 tefachim. So if I know by ear that 2 tefachim doesn't passel, so pshita I know by metal beams 2 tefachim don't passel. Omalei Rababo, zem mitznar zechidish here, zem mitztarif yishonim tachtav. When you have only 2 tefachim of posel schach of metal beams, then your mama shall let her sleep underneath it. That's halacha. Anytime you have posel schach in your sukkah, if it's less than 2 tefachim wide, less than 3 tefachim wide, you're allowed to even sleep underneath it. V'zeh mashenka, when you have a space there of 2 tefachim, we say mitzar. True. Since it's less than 3 tefachim, you say love it, it doesn't passel, it's sitting like one sukkah with 7 tefachim. But still, the din is, v'yein yishonim tachtav. When you have space on top of your sukkah, no matter how small that space is, if it's open space, you're not allowed to sleep or eat underneath that space. Underneath that space, you can't eat. But if the space is more choshev, you see it's not part of the sukkah. Mashenkin, if it's posel beams, you can't tell so much. Rashi says, Omalei Rav Abba, Lohochi Yahani Nidor Kisukkah. You know what my chiddush is? That these posel schach, these metal beams, is called like a sukkah. The Yashmina Tana, what is he teaching me? Loimash Yishonim Tachtav. That you're even allowed to sleep underneath these two beams now. These two tefachim of metal beams, you're allowed to sleep under. Because if it would have been space, less than 3 tefachim, mitztarif lahashlim shiyah sukkah, that's true. You have a kosher sukkah now. The space, since it's less than 3 tefachim, I say loved, it's considered you have a kosher sukkah. Avol ein yishonim tachtav. But you know, space is called something choshev. You see air there, you can't say you have choshev schach there. So nice, you're not allowed to sleep underneath this air pocket. Yeah. For the Gemara, or miyuk and miyuk, you have such a thing like this. Since the roof firm star, for Mother Maisa, this air's pocket now, since it's less than 3 tefachim, it's star. Even though it's a small sukkah, the sukkah is kosher. Abubuatzma ain't a kosher. But underneath the air itself, you can't sleep and eat. What kind of modern halacha is that? Either it's kosher eschach, or it's not kosher eschach. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashev, that in yes, that's not a kasher. I'll bring you a raya, another case we have like this. In, there are other cases like that by a mikvah. Halacha is tit hanira. If you have type of mud, hanira that you can pour off this mud, is the halacha yachich, that will teach us. Rashi says, she royal erika meklia kli. If you have mud that's very liquidy, that you can pour it from one kli to another kli. It's not solid, hard mud. It's very, very soft mud. Kagoyin shurach, it's very soft. The locker is shem, it's tarif le'aboyim sov. If you have a mikvah, and part of aboyim sov water is this mud, it's a kosher mikvah, not a betevel in this mikvah. But if you have toibu boy, let's say you want to put your body into this mud itself, lo'yos le'tzvila doesn't know for a tzvila's mikvah. To see there's such a thing, that it could become part of the mikvah and makes the mikvah kosher. This mud could become part of the water to give it a shear of 40 saw, and now you could be terrible in the mikvah. But the nesvegan in the mud itself, it can't be terrible. The mud is not mamish like a mikvah to be terrible. It's just a tziruf, it can make the mikvah kosher. So that's the same thing by this avir. The avir on top of the schach, it doesn't pass through the sukkah, but our kopon is not kosher to sit underneath it. Rashi says, "Va'tevel boy the mem saw shekulay titnorik." If you have all mem saw made out of this mud, it's loyos latvila. These things help, but don't pass them. Hashelag v'yabar v'akfar v'agolim. The melam v'titanirik. O malam, what does it mean? Haino mashlimin. Aslu mi'in v'fnei atzmaloi. It means it's mashlim. They can make the rest of the mikvah kosher. But if you have a whole mikvah just made out of this mud, it's possible. So you see such a case. It could be mashlim. It could help you finish off the shear. By sukkah also this space finishes off, you have a kosher, a sukkah here, 7x7, but I call upon and it itself is possible, you can't sleep underneath it. And that's the halacha like that. You have an air pocket going all along the whole sukkah, you can't sleep or eat underneath the air pocket. So that's the Mishnah. We have this before, if you make your sukkah look like a tent, in other words, there's no two things, a wall and a roof. It's only one slanty wall that ends up to be the top of the roof. So you make your sukkah like a tent. Or else you take a wall and you make the wall slanty. That your wall for the sukkah now is going along a wall. Now it's also a type of a tent. You have the wall of the house here, and outside you take one wall and lie it across diagonally to go along the wall. So the same type of a thing. You don't have two things, a wall and a gog and a roof. You only have one thing, you only have walls. Hey, the walls and the roof are together. Is halacha Rebbe Lezer poysa? Rebbe Lezer says no. It's a poslus sukkah. If neishen lo gag, you don't have a gag. The taish of schach means it has to be a roof. A roof means you have a roof and walls. But here that the walls itself becomes the roof, it's no good. The chachamim machshirim. Chachamim don't like this svar. No, I don't care. The ma'aser, the walls and the roof could be one thing. The ma'aser, if you have it coming up more than 10 tefachim, and 10 tefachim up, there's still a shear of zayin by zayin tefachim. You have a shear of hechsher sukkah. I don't care the fact the walls go straight up and meet like a tent. So what? You don't have to have two things, a roof and the wall. The wall itself could be the roof. As long as you have a size inside of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so it has to be at least high 10 tefachim. Rashi says, Kimin Srif, Koch, Shel Tzaydin, Sha'arvim Boy, as the office to hide there to capture the birds there, or Shesonch Lekaisi, the Fishen Lagarma says, Shenikya Mal Gag Mal Kaisi, we can't tell the difference between the roof and the wall. The oil Meshupa Lav Oilu, the old roof, that slanty is not called an oil. Elim Ken Yeshboy Tefach Zokiv Kirtani Vibraisa, unless you have at least a Tefach there also going straight up. But if the wall, all you have is just a slanty wall, that's not called a Gag, it's not called a Kosher Eschach. The loch we hope like Reb Lezer will be possible. Maratona, Moide Reb Lezer shemegbia menakaka tefach. That if you picked up the bottom of your tent, first it goes through, you have a mechitza there going straight up a tefach, and then on top of that tefach, then you put the slanty walls. Then it's a kosher sukkah. because we consider the bottom tefach for a mechitza. And then the top slanty wall, that is Gag. It's like we had before already, a Gag has a shem Gag, a roof is called the roof, if it's roofing on over a tefach. As long as the tefach there is called the roof. Slamaisa. For a sukkah itself, true, and he has to be able to live there, there has to be space inside it, yutzfachim tall. Here, avadar, in this tent, it is yutzfachim tall. So, therefore, what's livable inside is called the kosher sukkah. But the maisa, to give it a shame schach, you have to have a roof and walls. If for this we say, as long as you have a wall, going straight up one tefach, that makes whatever's on top of it is called a roof. So, mele, it's a kosher sukkah. Tana moedi Reb Lezer, shemegdiya min akarka tefach, oy shefliga min akosel tefach. Or else when you're taking, you have one wall straight up, and then you're making the side wall going slanty, diagonal, across the wall. So we're saying now you have no roof, you just have your walls become the roof. But let's say the slanty, let's say now the slanty wall doesn't mamish touch the wall itself. It stays a tefach away. And this top tefach here now, you have a straight out tefach. So maisi, you have one tefach flat. That's called a roof. And now you have the rest of the wall coming up slanty. So you have two things. You have a wall, a mechitza, and on top of that, the wall doesn't reach, the slanty wall doesn't reach the straight wall, but it stops far away, a tefach away. So that top tefach away, you have a mechitza, you have a gag, a roof. So that's called again, you have a gag, you have a mechitza, you have a roof, and you have a wall. That's a kosher sukkah. Yeah, my tamay, what's the reason? No, for the more, my tamay and the rabbonim, why do the rabbonim argue in Reb Lezer, why do they say it's kosher? Because they hold that shipua ayalim kielim domi. The sheep of something is slanty, a slanty wall could also be called like a tent. There's no halacha, you have to have two things separately, a wall and a roof. A slanty wall, two slanty walls that come to look like a tent, is also called an oil. Even though you didn't pick it up, you don't have any special roof on it, so what? A slanty wall itself also has a locha like an oil, like a roof. Habaya found Rabbi Yosef that he was sitting inside the sukkah. Now he had a kosher sukkah. It's a regular, normal sukkah. Just inside the sukkah he had a bed, and on top of the bed he had a canopy like, bekilas chasanim. And he was sleeping underneath his canopy. Now the canopy itself was 10 tefachim tall, high, but it came on top like a point, like a tent. It was only a top. It didn't have real roof on top. It came to a point on top, looked like a tent on top of it. So that's the way he was sleeping inside the sukkah. So the question is, if a slanty tent is called the noyel, is called a roof-like, then it's possible what he was doing, because he was sleeping in a canopy, not under a sukkah. But if we say a slanty tent is not called the noyel, so it's not called the reshus by itself, the canopy, therefore it's good, he was in the sukkah as kosher. So he found him sleeping in a canopy that even though it was gavoyet, like Rashi says, lefi shein lo gag, it didn't have any roof on top, this canopy, tefach, it wasn't wired tefach on top. Therefore he didn't consider like an oil, therefore he held his lot of sleep under this canopy. It's not called the reshus by itself, therefore it was mutter. So the Rabbi found Rabbi Yosef sleeping in this canopy, is omalei, keman kiri ableza, l'chur you mean to pass like Rabbi Lezer now Mishnah that holds that a slanty wall is not called like an oil? Therefore also the slanty canopy is not called an oil, so therefore you're not called sleeping in something else than the sukkah, you're rather in the sukkah. So yes, the makasha shavkis rabbonin, the yadis Reb Lezer, true Reb Lezer now Mishnah holds like that, but usually we should pass like a chomin, we pass like a rabbin. So since the chomin say in our Mishnah that a slanty wall is called an oil, it is called a kosher sukkah, so now if you're inside a kosher sukkah and you're sleeping under a canopy that looks like a tent, it should also be possible, because the tent also has a shem like an oil. So the mice, you're not sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping in a tent in the canopy, so it should be possible. Like why were you standing on your blazer? The chur should pass at the rabbonin. Amulei yins in the back, you should know brayse ipchatoni. I learned the brayse that learns the opposite from our Mishnah. The brayse says like this. Reb Lezer Machsher. Reb Lezer holds the sukkah is kosher. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent, the walls and the roof together, it's a kosher oil. The Chachamim and Poistim. The Chachamim don't say no. The mill is very good. According to this Brice, so who should we pass the line? Like the Chachamim. To say that slanty walls, a slanty tent, is not called an oil. It's a possible sukkah. So therefore, if you have a kosher sukkah and you're sleeping in your bed that has a canopy on top, it looks like a tent, it's kosher. because the top of the canopy has no wall, has no roof to it. It's not called an oil. So yes, the kasha though good, you have a brisa like you. But the churu machloikas in a brisa and a mishnah, we go like the mishnah. So yes, the kasha shavkis masnisin to yavtis kerab kerbrisa. How come you leave our mishnah? Our mishnah says no. That the chum say machshirim. So according to the chum, a slanty tent is called an oil. So how come you left our mishnah and did like the brisa? Amalei answered back, shno masnisin chidoi. Our mishnah is a yochit. Tetanya, we learned someplace that's not like our mishnah. Hoy says sukkosa kim in trif. If somebody makes a sukkah like a tent, in other words, the wall and the roof is the same thing. There's no top tefach; it's a point on top. Or she some chalakaisel. Or else you have a wall going straight up, and next to it you put a wall diagonally. That's the way you make your sukkah. So again, you have no roof; you only have a wall. Is Rabbi Nosin or Rabbi Nosin Oimer that Rabbi Lezer poisel mifnei shein lo gag vechachom imach shirin. The Chum says Takrit is kosher. So, come to Sois, you see a Braisa like our Mishnah, but it's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson is explaining the Braisa this way. So, Mela, our Mishnah is like is not a Stam Mishnah, it's a Yochid. So, Mela, I don't learn like a Yochid of a Mishnah, I'd rather like a Stam Braisa. In other words, this Braisa explains our Mishnah, who said it? Rebbe Nosson. Rebbe Nosson, the Yoch, was the one to explain to us that the Shita saw that Reb Lezer holds this possum, and the Chum say Machshirim like we have in our Mishnah. So it's not a Stam Mishnah, it's only a Yochid. Mashenken, the Braisa is a Stam Braisa. So in this case, I could rather listen to a Braisa than listen to a Mishnah that goes according to a Yochid. So therefore, the Lachataka is that we hold like the Braisa, that the Chum are the one that says it's possum. The Chum say that a slanty sukkah is possum. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent, and there's no flat surface on top, a tefach wide, it's a posle sukkah. So melehu adin, if you have a kosher sukkah, just you're sleeping underneath your canopy, since the canopy comes straight to a point on top, there's no width of a tefach on top, it's not called an oil. Therefore it's kosher, you're allowed to sleep in it in the sukkah. Mishnah Baita. Machzeles kanim, if you have a mat, lemaisa, they sell these things, a bamboo mat. You have a bamboo, they're twirled together, made into a mat. Is gedolah, it's a very big mat, also l'shchiva, and mistama, then it's made to lie on, then mekabelas tumah, then this mat of bamboo sticks is mekabel tumah, it's like a bed, it's a kli, v'yein mesachim bo, then you're not allowed to throw on top of your sukkah v'schach. What about l'sichuch? If your whole purpose why you made this mat of bamboo sticks was for the purpose of schach, is mesachim bo, then you're allowed to use it for schach, it's not called a kli, it's not v'yein mekabelas tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. It wasn't made l'shchiva. It was only made to use for schach. That's not called a kli. Therefore, it's kosher. Rabbi Lezer, says it depends. He says like this: Achas ketana v'achas gedola. It doesn't make enough meaning if it's a big mat of bamboo sticks or a small mat of bamboo sticks. It depends like this: what did you make it for? Also l'shchiva. If you made it for the purpose of using it for a bed to lie down on top of, mikabelas tuma. It's called a kli. It's mikabel tuma. Therefore, v'yem esachim bo. You can't use it for schach. What about l'sichuch? Let's say you made these bamboo sticks, this bamboo mat, for the purpose of using it for schach. Then we say mesachim bo. Then you could use it for schach. Why? V'yein mekabel tumah. It's not called a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. Rashi says really, machzelos kind of means kosher. A mat made out of bamboo sticks is very hard. V'yein noichel mishkav. It's not so easy to sleep on it. So it depends what you made it for. If you made it l'shrios l'shchiva hoyo v'yacht l'kach, you set it aside now for sleeping on top of also kli. You made it into a bed like a kli. Umekabelas tumah. V'yei mesachim bo. You can't use it for schach. Mashenkel esichach v'yei mekabelas tumah. The law of kliu. It's not called a kli. That's really the shalom mice that people use today. They use mats, bamboo shades they have. They sell in the store bamboo shades you throw on top of your sukkah. There's a lot of achrenim amaturit. They say like this svara. It's not made for kli to sleep on. It's only made for a shade. That's not really called a kli by itself. It's like part of the house. It's not a kli, it's not a kabel tumah. Therefore, the meister, it's kosher for schach. That's what some hold. Right, Zot Gemara. Hagufa kasha. It's a stira in the Mishnah itself. Or Mat, you're telling me now, also l'shchiva, if you made it specially for sleeping on this mat of bamboo sticks, mekabelas tumah. It's called a kli, v'yei mesachim bo. So, Taima, what's the reasoning of the Mishnah? To yos l'shchiva. Because you had in mind now to make it for the purpose of sleeping on top of. So, therefore, it's called a kli. Hostoma, let's say you made it without anything, without any intentions. You didn't think what you were making it for. Stam, they made a bamboo mat. Then it's mashiv the Mishnah lesichuch. That stam is considered made lesichuch, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, because they're very hard. It's not so normal to use it for a bed. So if was stam, it's made lesichuch, then it's kosher. The other time, but then the Mishnah right away says not like that. It says lesichuch. If you made the mats 100% l'shem schach for the purpose of using it to cover a roof, then mesachim, but then you could use it. V'ena mekabelas tumah. It's not called the klifa mekabel tumah. So it's a diyak time. What's the reasoning? The yos l'sichach, because you made it for the purpose of using for schach. Hostom, if you made it without any intentions, is l'shchiva. Mashu min astam, it's made l'shchiva. So according to Sphira, is a mat that's made without intentions, is it made min astam to use for sleeping on, or is it made for the purpose of schach? So what says all the kash, that is no stira. Kan v'gder l'kan v'ktana. One's a big one, one's a small one. In other words, big ones, min astam is made l'sichach bo. Okay, big ones are made l'shchiva, yeah, usually. Yeah, big ones are usually made l'shchiva. Rashi says, kan v'gder l'kan v'ktana. V'seif v'ladar m'l'resh, v'seif v'akoma, v'yim ktani v'yos l'sichach m'sachim, or hostam l'shchiva. A stam is a small one is made l'shchiva, and a big one is made l'schach. Therefore, there's no stira. So Mara says, "Bishtayim l'rabbanan l'kashya l'rab lezer kashya t'nan." Rab lezer, when Rab lezer says, "Achas katana v'achas gedola," there's no difference between a big one or a small mat. Also, l'shchiva, we made it for the purpose of sleeping on mekabelas tuma. V'yayin mesachim bo, you can't use it for schach. Time must deacon Rab lezer why? To yost l'shchiva, because you had in mind to make it for the purpose of sleeping on. Hostom, if you didn't have anything in mind, l'sichach. Minastam, we said it's made for the purpose of schach. Amos Sefer, what did the Sefer of Lezer say? No, also l'sichach. If you made it intentions, you had in mind to use it for schach, misachim bo. You are allowed to use it for schach. V'yeinu mekabelas tumah. It's not called the kli, it's not mekabel tumah. So you have the diik now. Taima d'yos l'sichach. Why do we say it's kosher? Because you had intentions in mind to make it for the purpose of schach, for covering. Hostom, if you didn't have this in mind, you made it stam. It was general. You didn't have anything special in mind. L'shchiva, we say then you had a then min astam it's time for shchiva. So it's a stira and Rab Lezer, because Rab Lezer is talking about both, whether it's bigger, whether it's small mat, don't make a difference. So the stira and Rab Lezer, what is the stam mat? If you don't have anything in mind, what is the raiment for? Is it raiment for sleeping or is it raiment for schach? It's a stira. So Marin says Elo Amar Rava. Rava said like this: Big Gedola, when you have takra big mat, kuliyam olay pligi, everybody holds this stam l'sichach. A big mat is too hard, it's minastam made l'sichach, to cover with. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes biktana? When you have a small mat, what is it made for? Tanakama sovar stam kitana l'shchiva. He holds a small mat, minastam it's made for sleeping on. For Rab Lezer sovar, no, stam kitana nam l'sichach. A small mat is also minastam made l'sichach, like Rashi says, because it's too hard to sleep on a mat made from bamboo sticks. So minastam is always made from nasla l'schach. Only if you made it for the purpose, intentions of sleeping on, then it's all right. Then it's possible. V'chikom, this is what it means to say. Ma'atel ha'sakanim, gedol, if you have big bamboo mats, also l'shchiva, if you made it for the purpose of sleeping on, mekabel estuma v'yem esachim bo. Taima, what's the reason the yos l'shchiva? Ho'estoma nasa kemish os l'sichok mesachim bo. Ma'ashenken stam, big one, is always made l'schach. Now, v'yos, the skip runs, the v'yos rev lezla meima, achas tanim, achas, they don't know. Stomach sherry will asichach. The Lezer argues and says, no, even a small one, minastam, all bamboo mats are always only made l'schach, because they're too hard to be made for sleeping on. That's what the Lezer is arguing on. That's the machlekes. A stam, small mat, what was a small mat made for? The Tanakama holds a small mat is made l'shchiva. And the Lezer says, no, even a small mat is also made l'schach, they're too hard. The only if you have in mind the favorite to do with l'schach, then talk with kosher. That's Tanakama's svara. And if Lezol's not like that, all right, we'll stop here.